look at the funk.
Could you stop playing with that radio, Lord? I'm trying to get to sleep.
Thank you.
access music.
Radio Redux.
Are you ready?
Hello there, Redux fans, and welcome to another episode of Radio Redux, surely your favourite radio show called Radio Redux. I am your host, I'm James UK. How do you do? You may notice I'm being slightly quieter than normal. This is because, let me just explain with one easy question. Say hello, Echo. That's because she's asleep. She's worn out from a weekend of doing nothing, so, and sleeping. Very tiring, all that sleeping. Makes you want to sleep more. So, she's snoozing away, more or less behind me, leaving me to do the show on my own. Yeah, no doubt you'll hear random murmurs in the background when she actually stares. Anyway. Hi. In order to continue with this apparent sleepy time film, we started the show with Let Mom Sleep from Jet Set Radio, alternatively from Jet Grind Radio, if you're listening and you live in the United States. We followed that with the DJ Blue versus Bentley Jones Happy Sonic Hardcore remix of the They Call Me Sonic Fairy Tales Enhanced Mix. That was on YouTube and sort of referenced me and BJ, and we think it's an awesome mix. So it's actually going on Rex, believe it or not. We got going up very, very, very soon. I think it might actually be up already, I've just not done the story for it. But we have this Sonic fan mix collection, which is a bit like the Sega Soundboard collection. If you're familiar with that. So there's only two tracks in there at the moment, which is this DJ Blue track, and also, on the basis that I couldn't actually find it anywhere to actually download it, I actually put up Robotnik's Tea Party there as well. So if you are a person who wants any of those, head on over to the Sonic Rex Shadow Depository music section and you can help yourself. Anyway, how are you? I'm pretty good, thank you very much. Loads of things going on this week. Tuesday I headed up off to Manchester in the north of England, and I went snowboarding for a PR, not online PR, but actually PR marketing. The marketing people's doing one of their events, which can be summed up with more money spent on it and a lot more booze drunk. And with all the press people, as opposed to the online press, like myself and Sven would classify as online press. These are the big boys, the magazines and newspapers, television shows in some instances. And a couple of my contacts went there, including T-Bird went there for TSS. I managed to rope a place for TSS at the event. And you'll be very, very pleased to know that they had an awesome time, apart from falling over and getting a cold ass. It was all fantastic. I didn't fall over once. I almost fell over a gajillion times, but I didn't actually fall over. So, yeah, we went snowboarding, and then we had a... we went on a sort of luge, and a slid down a slope on a big rubber ring, spinning like a demented gyroscope. It was all great fun. We got to hang out with one of our Olympic guys, Ben Kilner, who's... he's going to be leading the charge, I believe, on the half pipe, the snowboard half pipe at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, should he of course qualify, which I hope he has, but he's certainly doing stuff. He was telling me about how he's actually going to go over and train with the Swiss team. The British team is going over to train with the Swiss team, and they're going to sort of share facilities, which is really nice to the Swiss team. So, hooray to the Swiss, we say today. Anyway, it's time to go down the usual shtick. Shiny Fox 04 says that that his nan says that I have a nice voice. Well, Shadow Fox 04's nan, you have a very nice grandson. What on earth is going on? I have a manly rumble, apparently, like a DualShock 2, according to Speednex. I see. And Speednex very kindly points out the article. Anyway, it is. It's IRC. Yay. So there won't be an OMG count today. Unless your mum's in her sleep, but there won't be an OMG count today. So let's go through from bottom to top, as usual, as is the way of things on Radio Redux. The listeners, at least the members in the IRC, they may not all be listening. It is Spondy, the Ace Attorney DJ, Wide Vija Turbo Trips, Tiki Telku, SDK Speednux, Sonic ADs, Shadow Fox 04, Shadow Chan, Shades, Ryo Nakage, Ringtail Fox, Rico Kid, Project Phoenix Plus, Kitaway, K Gabooses, Joe Forever, Guest 08731, Joe Soft Forever Sonic, Fly Fox Who Is Away, Iron Eagle Van Atto, D'Artagnan Duck Gun, Blue Blur 95, IAUK Ishiala, Alpha Claw 11 AUK, who's not an SSR apparently. So that's fixed. Rolko MK Biafra Dreadnux, and of course the person who is the almighty one. He is the Chanbot. Oh yes. Is Rico Kid a relative of the Riviera Kid by any chance? Yes, so we that was kind of my week. I did a lot of paperwork actually this week as well, and I'm very tired as a result. I'm very worn out. Lots of people demanding my services. Of course, I've got this wedding coming up, and also I need to go to Italy at some point as well, which is going to be interesting. So yeah, it's been all sorts of crazy. An all sorts of crazy week. Got a Ferrari pestering me, and oh dear lord. Anyway, we'll have some more music. Please get your... It's going to be quite a short-ish show today, I would have thought. Nothing major happens. Please get your questions in. You can PM me if you are listening in the IRC. You can also tweet your questions to at SonicRex. That's all one word, no spaces. You could also, if you like, go on to Inferial Online, which is our is the SonicRex message board, which is internally better than the SSMB, so you may want to go there. It's sonicrex.com/board. Sign up and go to the Radio Redux section, and you can put in listener requests and all sorts of things, all sorts of questions. And there's all sorts of little treats for you should you do certain things, and there's all sorts of hidden paraphernalia in there in the coding. Yes, so we're going to go and have some music. The first track will be High and Broken for Levitated Ruin from Sonic and the Secret Rings. And then after that we'll be having some of the music from the listener request thread on Inferior Online. Okay, sit tight folks, music coming up. I will see you in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Listener Quest.
Ah well, Splendid's not taking any notice of the fact that I did put a song on for him, I'll just continue with the other one.
You know, every world will have its end. I'm here to prove it all to you. I
this is why you fail. No, I can talk a bit louder now, because Echo's woken up. I was apparently slightly dozing. I wasn't that pleased with what I said about her being tired out from all the sleeping. So apparently she's going to show me now just what doing nothing is all about. To which my response was, damn, you weren't showing me before? That was sort of accidental. Anyway, she's gone downstairs now in a huff. So at least you get to hear me talking a bit louder now. Which is all well and good. Anyway, we had from bottom top, we had the High and Broken for Levitated Drone from Sonic and the Secret Ring, Seven Rings and Hands soundtrack. Then we had, as a request for the DJ, we had Pix Tricks and Co. With Lover's Reef, which is a Sonic and Knuckles remix. Then we had a bit of Com Suessa Todd from Neon Genesis Evangelion, End of Evangelion for Spondy. Well, no, Spondy didn't notice it. Then we had Emma and Trina from All Ends featuring Marty Freeman from the Face to Faith album, which was of course with me, which was a request on the Eon board from SMX. And then we had a jingle saying, are you ready? But you don't really want to know about that, I suppose. Anyway, some of you have got some questions in for me, which is very nice of you. Thank you very much. It allows me to do a show, which is all very handy. We'll nip through all the Echo questions, because obviously she's not here. She's off doing fantastical things involving watching TV. And I'd like to prove me wrong on that. So, where's the IRC gone? I've lost the IRC. Oh no. Alright. Somebody asked, what are you wearing? Never you mind. What's going on in the IRC? First is play some good music. Burn. Do your own show, Speednux. Ooh, burn. What we got? Bixie goes, can you play Fly in the Freedom? I think somebody else asked me about that as well. We shall see. Speednux says, I request Dreads. For many reasons, no. All of them being taste. Biafra says, question for Q and A UK, not Q&A. Although I suppose that's right. Q&A, K&E, H. How go with the big comic? Any plans on what you'll do with it afterwards? We're going to melt it down to one great pile of just misery and woe. Echo Hawk is the one that works on the comic, so you'd best ask her. Oh wait, she's not here. And oh wait, she's not done anything to it. After it'll be saved, we'll put it up somehow. And because I find, speaking of putting things up on, because I was thinking of putting it up on the wall actually, like just taping it up there with masking tape. What's being next day now? I request Sonic and Tails. Oh, maybe. Speed next has a problem with burning things. That's 70s Redux. What are you entitled about? Bixie says, I changed UK. The competition you are in, you failed to win. Don't know what that's about. And no need to shout, Bixie. No need to shout. It's wooed. Don't you know? Anyway, what questions do we have in the IRC? This could be fun because we don't have Blake Draco around due to issues. We're not going to have him for a month. Ryo Nakagi asks, what kind of equipment and software do you use to broadcast your show? I use a very, very crappy Labtec microphone. Which, if you live near a brand of Argos, is that really, really cheap grey standy one. I also use Winamp and various technical encoders. Oh yes. Various technical encoders that will, you know, it allows me to go into the stream, the SSMB stream, and take it over and beat up old men with a stick. No, sorry, it doesn't mean that at all. But it allows you to do that. The podcast is then assembled. It's turned into an MP3 with Sony Vegas, and then it is converted down to the level that I require it using Call It Pro 2. Quite a long stage. And all the tags and stuff are then then put onto them using iTunes, and then it's uploaded using an FTP to the Sonic Rex server and the relative Radio Redux folder. As has, funnily enough, show number 426. That's just finished uploading, and I'll be sorting an actual update for that later on today. That was the one with Wentos and Chowa and Echo Hawk, the Saucy Puppet Show, episode 426. That's going up. We had a wallpaper go up earlier. We've got those other things going on. Wow, I like how everyone disagrees with the way I do it. Good, here's the news for you. Don't care. The way I do it is the way I do it, funnily enough. It works well. Shredfox4 says, when will we hear more about the Rex Factor? Well, the intention was to tell you something about it tonight, of course. And I will. And question is, why are you helping Channel 5? Oh, why am I helping Channel 5? That's a very good question. Hang on. We've got another message coming in. A general goose warning for anyone in the southwest of England. Please be on the lookout for any geese flying around your area. I have your back to the wall, and that's courtesy of Trippy. That's an update from her. Okay, keep your back to the wall, keep your hands spread, and basically defend yourself at all costs. Where was I? Oh yes, why are you helping Channel 5? Well, that will be revealed soon, why I am helping Channel 5 out. As for the Rex Factor, basically it's kind of open now, unofficially, but the gimmick, I've been asked several times about what's the gimmick this year, Ultra Educator. Well, the gimmick this year, I'm sorry Timmy, there is no gimmick this year for Radio Redux's Rex Factor. Oh wait, here's one, but you're not allowed to enter while having your vocal cords removed by a massive swan, who's now a dentist, but likes to practice on throats. The gimmick this year is, remember it was last year was duets, in the whole hope that people would actually start working together. It didn't work out so well. Basically, you can still do duets. I quite like it if you did duets, actually. I think they're very useful, and we had some fantastic examples of that last year. The gimmick this year, though, and I'm sort of giving you more time than I would normally do for X Factor, especially if people have been asking about it so much, but I'm giving you more time this year because it's slightly more creative. Basically, it's kind of an absolute open free-for-all. This year, in terms of Sonic music, you can use the instrumentals. I'll be putting those up again in the relatively near future, including all the new ones, like the Black Knight ones specifically, and of course we've got Sonic Unleashed ones. We've got some more ones that have been found and other things. Those will be going up, so you'll be able to use those. Hopefully we'll have more than just versions of Eggman and it doesn't matter. I might put a very specific limit on it this year, but one of the things I would like to do to increase the amount of variation is basically I'd like you to do a bit of a dark speed and take a piece of music from a Sonic game and perhaps write some lyrics to it and use that as your song. So your creative juices this year are being dragged into the whole area of writing your own lyrics for Sonic instrumental pieces of music. But of course, we'd also like to have some of the normal ones in. We'll be seeing who classifies as All-Star and whatnot. I'm not sure who's doing the guest judging this year. Maybe Lee will again. I don't know. Maybe Mr. Bentley Jones will again. I don't know. I'll have to ask him. But I know Earthart's one of the judges this year. And I'm not sure who else is judging this year. Presumably Demex will be judging again this year. I don't know. We'll have to see. But yeah, that's your aim this year. Write your own lyrics. Get creative. Anyway, Vesemex says, but my Rex Factor will be sent this Friday. What on earth is going on in the chat room, dare I ask? Anyway, if you're not sure what a good example of that is, go on to, again, the Sonic Rex Shadow Depository music section. Scroll down until you get to the Rex Factor 2008 album and check out just Disc 2, basically. anything by Dark Speeds. We have a question from a couple of questions from Digi Valentine, who is obviously listening in with Trippy. Yo, got a question. You need someone to go to Italy with? If you need anyone to hassle Ferrari, you know I'm your guy. And the answer is no. Unfortunately, I can't take you with me, Digi. I'm sorry. I've got to go on the basis of well. It's to do, if you remember the Outrun competition from earlier in the year, it's to do with that, funnily enough. Digi also says, play some Knights music, Archman, and perhaps I will. And he's also wondering, should he enter the Rex Facts this year? Got a few new music projects on the go. Yes, funnily enough, I knew about those. But I just got a new microphone. Funnily enough, I knew about that as well. My suggestion is to you, Mr. Valentine, by all means, you are welcome to create your own music this time, again. But obviously, please, it'll have to be on a Sonic-related tune, although I would accept Knights as well, and as an sort of extra. We do kind of limit it to video game music, and specifically Sega, and preference is on Sonic, but Knights is also acceptable because they're kind of interlinked in a bizarre, not quite real, but real enough sort of way. Okay, any more questions? Spinup says, are there going to be any more Sonic storybook adventures? Discuss. The answer is, I don't know, and if I did know, I wouldn't be able to tell you. And you want Sonic and Tails still, don't you? Okay, well, maybe we'll put Sonic and Tails on. Let me just sort that out. Tails and Sonic, Sonic and Tails, together forever. Here we go. Right, so we'll have that coming up anyway. Blue Blair 95 goes, Knights, you say? Shadow Fox, of course, I've been constantly listening to Mi Destino, the should-be winner of 2007. Yeah, that would have just completely owned everything in 2007. Absolutely, completely, without a shadow of a doubt. Shadow Chan says, Sonic and Pandora's Box. I think you'll find that Professor Layton's got there first. Dark Speeds will no doubt do 800 billion versions of a track again. So there will be plenty of stuff going on for a second disc. Although you are welcome to submit multiple tracks and then specify a specific one. Okay, I did have a couple of tweets through. Newbury Cap, no, I, actually, I don't know. In all seriousness, I don't know. DigiValentine is going to do some Sonic stuff, that's going to be interesting. Obviously, Digi, teamed up with his wifey, Trippy, and, won, the All-Star of 07, I think it was, yes, won the, 2007 All-Star competition, with a remixed version of, Dreams Dreams, wasn't it? I suppose two. Okay. Let's have some more music. More music is awesome. So, we'll start with Sonic and Tails, which you can blame Speednux for. And then afterwards, we'll have whatever other track is in Inferior Online's little listener request thread. Okay. See you soon.
We stay.
Radio Redux.
Be back. I thought it was taught like a pirate day yesterday, and you should have been listening last night when it was various piratey fellows on SSR talking about stuff in a piratey kind of voice. Yeah. Anyway, I will suggest to Urfar that he puts that question down in Feral Online that he just sent me, because Echo ain't around, but it would be interesting for both of us, so perhaps we'll answer that one next week. In other news, I'm going to stop doing that voice now, because it killed me last night. In other words, did anyone notice that Wentos is now on Twitter? Well, that disturbs me in ways I can't quite grasp, but Wentos is apparently on Twitter. If you look up I am Wentos, yeah, he's there apparently. according to his first tweet from Chowa, oh god, the bloody puppet's got an iPhone. I am now with the tweets off to a trade now. Okay, that's kind of crazy. The music you heard, which I hope you can hear me, there we go. The music you heard was Sonic and Tails, which of course we would knew was a request. Then we had from Sonic Riders by Rumblebee, Sonic Speed Riders, that wasn't a request by anyone, and Run Through the Speed Highway. That was a request from Project Phoenix. Delete that post. The poster's gone. Alright. Quest from Darkness, which we'll probably use at the end, which is Blaze's theme music from Sonic and the Black Knight. We can have that, and also Blue Blur 95's one. We are going to, sort out, some questions while we've got the chance, and then I'll just disappear off. SK says I sounded like Hagrid. You don't want to do that, Harry. Here, that's not. You'd be a wizard, Harry. Or you'd be a Sonic fan, Harry. Go argue with somebody about something completely inconsequential. SMX asked instantly if I could play his version of the DK rap, and my response was absolutely not. okay, Biafra. I'm going to ask Biafra's question. Taliku asked some questions, some of which are mine and some of which are Echo's, so I'll just answer the ones of me. If Mario, Sonic, and Zelda are the holy trinity of games, then what is the second tier trinity of games? That's a very good question. I would say, I'm not going to count any of the instrument games, like Guitar Hero and that. I would say, this is very difficult actually. They say you might not think them, but in terms of like prestige, it'll probably be a lot of the. Yeah, it gets kind of grubby at this point. It would be sort of between Mega Man, Castlevania, GTA, Halo. And there was another one as well that I was going to say. Final Fantasy. Somewhere between that five, I would say. Have you noticed SOJ discontinued making Dreamcast in 2006? Yeah, that's kind of old news. They put a big statement about it. And it wasn't that long ago they stopped doing parts, I think. Okay, did Crystal Dreams do the forfeit for singing the DK, forfeit by singing the DK rap? Actually, I kind of let her off, and apparently I've been saying it wrong. It's actually Crystal Dream, not Crystal Dreams. So I'm gonna have to go in and, sort out that particular, the stuff for that. Should T-Bird do an advert? And by that I assume you mean an advertisement section. That would be awesome, actually, if T-Bird did one. God knows what he'd come up with them. Probably Chow pellets or something. Pellets produced by a Chow. Sprinkle them on your cornflakes for a greater chaos power ability. AK, if Mary Dude asks his question again, will you just ignore them? Yeah, probably. What do you think is the better border for Genesis Mega Drive titles? The European Sonic 1, the Oh God. Various long image names. A variety of things. There's the border. What the? Is borders or pack shots? There's a very big difference. I like the first one, which is the European one with the sort of crazy graphics on the back. I like those. I like the crazies. Last question is, AK, do you think Big got redemption in Sonic Chronicles? I think he got the piss ripped out of him, frankly. And rightly so. Big the Cat is most definitely the character now that you rip the piss out of, and I think even Sonic Team knows that now. So I wouldn't say he got redemption, but I'd certainly say that he provided perhaps some of the best bits of Sonic Chronicles, was just Big saying stuff that's stupid. Let your gig be an ice cream, or whatever it was. Okay, more questions do we have? Joe Forever asks, AK, when you get to update the Rex Factor user group, isn't it updated? I will have a look through that. In fact, I'll leave that question up there, just so I know. Shax Hedgebox says, can you type with boxing gloves on? I can. Can you box with typing gloves on? Question is, when you get to update the comic? I would probably make a succinct effort this week. I have an idea for a short comic, which is not going to be a silver one, and it's actually going to be one of those reasons why so-and-so doesn't happen anymore, or happen sometime. And it's going to be to do with a multiplayer in Sonic. Why multiplayer? Multiplayer versus does not happen anymore. Multiplayer, it's stopped. It's going to be that. Question 3. If Sonic and Mary got drunk, starts to fight, then Mega Man, Rayman, Spider-Man, the Incredible Hulk joined in, who would win? I'd hate to say Chuck Norris, but I will settle for Luigi. Because obviously everyone knows that you should do only one thing. Everyone knows you should only do that. So, what else have we got here, question wise? Another tweet came through. Serious question from DG Valentine, apparently. I'm curious to know what your favourite Sonic character is and why. So I'm very keen on Tikal, because Tikal, I think, had a very specific that's quite bizarre. Sorry, I've just got a very random tweet through from somebody, no idea who the hell that is. I'm very keen to Cal because I think she's the character that so much potential in terms of what they could do with her, and they did so little. So much has been made to Cal with both Sonic the Comic Online and Sonic the Hedgehog comic, the Archie publication, and she's such a linchpin, basically, of everything to do with Knuckles. And it's like, why have you forsaken her? She could have said, there's so much there, so much backstory and stuff there that you could do with Tikal, and she's kind of been forgotten. So I do class her as the character that got away in quite a big sense. And it's just like, I don't know what the... It makes us... The whole Slip Chronicles thing, like, well, Big may have got redemption, but they completely shafted Tikal in that game, because, like, hey, it's a game all about echidnas and the past of the echidnas. We will only refer to Tikal obliquely as not even by... I don't think they refer to Tikal by name. That's how bad it was with Chronicles. It was she was just referred to as Pashamak's daughter. She shouldn't even get her name mentioned. I might be wrong on that, but if that is the case, it's really, really, really bad. Anyway, I'm also very keen on SBO. SBO is awesome. SBO, certainly in Sonic the comic, sorry, Sonic the Hedgehog comic, the Archie publication, is currently a traitor. He has betrayed everyone and has gone off to join the Iron Queen. Over 203 and 204, which I've just ordered, there's like a two-part big, massive fight for the Master Emerald between the SBO and Knuckles. SBO is by far the coolest character in the Sonic universe. He's cooler than Shadow. I'm sorry. Shadow's, you know, angsty and black and red, but god damn it, he can turn invisible, he's a ninja, and he's purple. What more do you want from a character, really? Blue Hero, which is Diogo, says, what new adventure setting would you like to see Sonic involved in the future? I'd like to see proper reimagined versions of his previous levels combined with some new ones in a sort of a adventure style format, but hey, you know, we'll see. More questions. Oh, I can get rid of Shaq's Hedge Fox's questions now. Bum 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 bum. Trying to find good ones. Ein Eagle Vantor says, okay, I think Sega should bring back Nephilis. Do you think so as well? Actually, I do not. For a very simple fact that the book was completely closed with Nephilis. Nephilis cannot exist anymore because the flame, the Solaris flame, was extinguished, so Nephilis can no longer exist. If Mephiles existed, then there would be a massive time paradox and the world would end quite literally, and you would also have to make sure that Sonic 06 was game canon. So I leave it up to you. You could have Mephiles in the series by all means, but that means that Sonic 06 becomes game canon again and everything else is null and void that happened afterwards. That's the whole point with Sonic 06. Sonic 06 never happened. If you want Sonic 06 to actually have happened, then you can have Mephiles. There's actually a question here which I look forward to Echo answering next week, which is Metal or Shadow, and I look forward to her tearing herself apart in order to actually answer that question. Because she will have all sorts of problems. Actually, on the subject of Sonic 06, there's another question here saying, do you think Sega should go and remake Sonic 06 and hopefully get it right, or leave it alone and act like it never happened? It never happened, okay? Best thing to ever, why waste time and resources? I mean, you have to change the thing, because everyone, of course, has the whole issue with the fact that Elise kisses Sonic. Yeah, she kisses Sonic in a loving way, in an you're dead, in your dead goodbye please come back hopeful way, it's not like they started rolling along on the ground and getting it on, you know. There's an admiration there, and of course everyone acted like, oh my god, this is freaking weird. And it was kind of weird. They should have just sort of dulled that down a bit. So no, I don't think they should do that. It's about time to go, I think, ladies and gents, all assembled. Let me just check out the chat room for anything else. Bum 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 bum. Not much going. Everyone, check out my T-Bird fan fiction to Speednux. Does T-Bird know you've done a fan fiction about him? Speednux, send me a link. Because that's worrying. Question. What is your favourite Final Fantasy game? You can't say 7. My favourite Final Fantasy game is the final Final Fantasy game when they stop making them. Never been keen on them. Barbara says that if you were in a shipwreck and had to choose choice between a shiny MacBook or saving Simon Jeffrey, what kind of MacBook would you pick? Oh! A nice shiny one. T-Bird in Summer of Physics. I tell you what, does he know? That's just... Oh, this looks wrong. Wrong. This looks so wrong, I'm going to go read it now. I'm going to leave you with all sorts of music. Darkness requested Blaze's music, so let's get to that. So, we got... Oops, why is that not coming up? Grail. Sir Percival Knight the Grail, I believe, is her music, but I'm not... I could be completely wrong. At Dawn for Speed Highway, Blue Blur wants. So we'll sort that out as well. At Dawn. There we go. And what was I going to have? I was going to have Black Sunshine by White Zombie to end the show, because, you know, that's too awesome. So we've got those tracks to actually end the show. And next week Echo will be back, presumably. I'll be more stressed and have less hair. And you should remember, you should always obey Ouija. I've been Archangel K, this has been Radio Redux, and I will see you next week. Bye for now.